Kansas remains one of the few states holding out on medical marijuana. A plan that a legislative committee will consider this week comes with strict limitations to try to overcome long-standing opposition. Stephen Caranda of the Kansas News Service reports.
A key player in the Kansas State House, Republican Senate President Ty Masterson, says he's open to medical marijuana, but he does not want a system where anyone can get it.
You don't really believe you got that many 18-year-olds with glaucoma that need to smoke weed for a medical benefit, right? I mean, it's just clearly that's recreational.
Many lawmakers want to avoid a system like California had, where critics said almost anyone could get a medical marijuana card. To win over people like Masterson, this year's bill borrows restrictive policies tried in other states.
Wednesday morning will mark a historic moment for Ohio. For the first time, medical marijuana will legally be sold in the state.
That's how WLWT Television put it 2 years ago. The Kansas plan borrows from Ohio by only allowing marijuana for about 24 conditions, ranging from seizures to pain, and only doctors with a specific certification can recommend it. The Kansas bill takes an idea from New Jersey's medical marijuana law and makes it stricter. You'd have to see a certified doctor for a year before you could get cannabis. Legalization still must overcome two powerful factions, conservative Republicans and influential law enforcement groups. Here's Graham County Sheriff Cole Presley speaking to lawmakers.
Almost every state that we've seen go down this path, this is just one step closer to legalizing recreational marijuana.
Law enforcement groups say since marijuana is illegal under federal law, legalizing it at the state level creates a conflict. Mary Jane Borden helped the Ohio Rights Group push to pass that state's medical marijuana law.
We thought we were late to the dance, you know, and you guys are way behind us.
She's glad they got it, but she says the tight rules in Ohio mean the state has a shortage of doctors with a marijuana certification and places to buy cannabis. She says Kansas could end up in the same spot, especially in rural areas.
But for you guys, I would really consider how do you reach the people, the suffering patients who are in those outlying counties?
In Ohio, the vast majority of medical marijuana users get it for pain, and that's a problem to retired physician Eric Voth. He says it's a loophole. How do you prove someone is not in pain?
Well, that is exactly the problem that many states are seeing is, first of all, what constitutes the pain? And what is required for the diagnosis and the workup and the supervision.
Voth wants to remove most of the uses allowed in the Kansas bill, but most of all, he says lawmakers should not give in to the legalization movement.
You know, that's been one of the pressure points to pressure legislators that we need to get on it and get this done. And I'd hold it up as a badge of honor to say we've held back this tidal wave.
As lawmakers consider the specifics, they continually hear from people like registered nurse April Hatch. She told them her grandmother had a difficult withdrawal after using opioids, and marijuana could have been a safer alternative.
A 90-year-old woman was forced into withdrawal that resulted in the worst days of her life. And cannabis does have the potential to prevent patients from suffering like she did.
The restrictions in the proposed Kansas law have won it some bipartisan support, and Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has said she also supports legalizing medical cannabis. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda at the State House.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.